Do you want to go down to a 40-hour week without losing revenue? If you're ready to let go of all the extra hours, the stress, the overwhelm, and the clients who hijack your time, consider my signature program, Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind. In it, we'll get your accounting practice under control. We'll fix your pricing problems. I'll show you ways to price so you stop giving away the farm so you bring in more revenue for the work you're already doing. I'll help you disengage the clients who are good people, but are holding your business back and slowing you down. I'll help you package up your services and design them so they're easy for your clients to understand and choose from, while helping you simplify and standardize what you sell. And we'll focus on making your messaging more interesting and compelling, so you attract more of the kinds of clients you want to work with and break out of the hodgepodge of referrals trap. We get your prices up. We get your workload down. We standardize, we simplify, we streamline. And we do this at a pace that feels doable, where you feel confident in every choice you make. Prices up, workload down. Registration is open now. We start Tuesday, May 7th. Come with us. Go to GeraldineCarter.com to find out more. Welcome to the Business Strategy for CPAs podcast, where I help you work less and make more. My name is Geraldine Carter. This episode comes from an email series that I recently sent to my list. And if you're not subscribed to that list, you can click the subscribe link in the show notes so that you don't miss out on great content like what's coming. This email happened to be about indecision. One place that is all too easy to get stuck in as a business owner is in the land of indecision. As a business owner, I know that you know just how many decisions there are to make in a given day. And sometimes it can feel like every decision has to be the right one. And often you lack all the information you need to make a clear and confident decision. That's why I wrote 5 emails in a row on the topic. And it was this 4th email that really struck a chord with readers. So here it is for you. I too have been to the land of stuck in indecision, and I've lived to tell the tale. One time, a coach spotted me standing there, spinning in a circle, and kindly asked me, "What's keeping you from deciding?" This simple question stopped me dead in my tracks. What's keeping me from deciding? My mind silently offered, it goes, what are you talking about? I don't have the right answer yet. Hello, that's why I can't decide. I'm still looking for the right answer. Why are you even asking me this question? Everybody knows that you make a decision once you have the right answer, and you don't make a decision until you have the right answer. Now, forgive me while I go do more research so I can find the right answer. I'm sure it's around here somewhere. Perhaps it's under this pillow. Let me look. And it was in that moment that for the first time, I saw that deciding was independent from having the right answer. Before that moment, my mind firmly believed that the workflow was like this. You look through all the data for the right answer, you find the right answer, and then you make a decision. If you haven't found the right answer yet, you keep looking through the data. My mind so firmly believed in this workflow that I had never even thought to question it. It was so true, so obvious, everybody knows this is how it works, that I never considered anything but deciding once I had the right answer as an option. But then I saw that in fact, the workflow can be like this. Look through all the data until the time doing so yields diminishing returns. Make a decision. Move forward in that direction, create new information and new data, get closer to or find the answer. You might also think of it like this. When you find yourself spinning in stuck in indecision, there is no more data to be gathered by definition. You've looked and you've looked again. It's not under the pillow, the answer isn't there, and it won't be there. That is why you are spinning. So don't zip through your mind looking for the answer one more time. That is not where the answer is. When you reach this place, the only thing to do, the only thing you can do, apart from spinning one more time, is make a decision. you choose one thing. And in choosing, that choice will get you moving again. And as you move, you will create more information for yourself that will inform your next decision. You put this process of decide, create more information, review that information, make the next decision. You put that process on repeat, and it will get you beyond finding the right answer that you originally sought. And it will lead you to the thing that you actually want that's on the other side of the decision. Because moving will create more information, more data, thereby getting you closer to the thing that you actually want. And remember that sometimes there is no right answer, only decisions that move you closer to what you're looking for. So let me give you a quick example before I close out. The place that I see this playing out quite commonly is niche indecision. So think of this example. Say you got into both Stanford and Harvard. And you're like, oh my gosh, I just got into Stanford and Harvard. Which one do I go to now? Now I have a problem. I can't pick. They're both amazing. But think of what both universities get you. They both get you a great education with a killer alumni network. So you could spend all kinds of time burning candles at both ends, reviewing all the information about which is the right decision for me, Stanford or Harvard, but you might not be able to get the data point that you need to make the, in air quotes, right decision. So maybe your decision is go visit each one more time and take one more campus tour and talk to five more professors, but you get into diminishing returns. And at some point you just need to make a decision. And you can remember that both decisions get you ultimately to the same place, a great education with a killer alumni network. It almost, underlined almost, almost doesn't really matter which one you pick. Obviously, you will have a different experience at both universities, but they will both get you to the same place ultimately. So niche indecision sounds like, should I niche into engineering firms or creative ad agencies? But think about it like this. Both niches get you the same thing, a simpler, more profitable CPA firm, more weekends unplugged, more sanity. If you wanted to, you could do one more tour around the block and talk to another engineering firm partner and another ad agency partner. Try and understand if you want to work with the literal pragmatic types or if you want to work with the creative types. But you might not know until after you've decided. So let's say you pick Harvard and you're there for 4 months and you think, oh my gosh, it turns out that I can't stand sideways blowing snow. If you really couldn't stand it, you could say to yourself, I'm going to see if I can transfer to Stanford next year. And you take your whole first year education and you transfer it over to Stanford, and not that much is lost if you're really miserable. You still end up in almost the same place. You can carry everything over to the other location. Same if you niche into ad agencies. You go into ad agencies, you go all in, you start working with them, and 4 months in, you think to yourself, oh my gosh, turns out these creative types are more than I can handle. You can take everything that you've learned from 4 months of niching into ad agencies, the processes that you've developed in time, and you can map them over to working with engineering firms. Not that much is lost. But if you can't decide on the university, you will never get the great education and the killer alumni network. If you never decide on the niche, ad agencies or engineering firms, it will be very difficult to get a simpler, more profitable CPA firm with weekends entirely unplugged and more sanity. If you're spinning and stuck in indecision, the only thing to do is to make a decision. You make a decision and you release yourself from the burden of having to find more data and find the exact right answer. And instead you go to work focusing on creating what you want on the other side of the decision. And when you niche, the thing on the other side of the decision is working less and making more. If you're stuck in niche indecision, head on over to my website, shethinksbigcoaching.com, and go to the free stuff tab, where you can find 5 more episodes that you can go through and gather all kinds more information on niching. And once you listen to those, if you haven't found your answer yet, it's not going to be under the pillow. Just make a decision. All right, that's it from me. Have a great week. Hi again. Would you rather spend your weekends outside playing or at your desk? In Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind, we put an end to overworking while maintaining revenue. Registration is open now, but it won't be for long. Go to GeraldineCarter.com now to enroll today.